Jai Baba, Chapter 2. Baba disappeared from Shirdi for some years. A fakir has his own reasons. Who are we to question or analyze? So how did Baba return to Shirdi? Well, in a village called Dhoopkheda, some know of it as Dhoop, in the Aurangabad district, there lived a very prosperous Muslim by the name of Chand Patil. While traveling to Aurangabad, Chand lost his mare. The animal was dear to Chand. He searched high and low for her, but to no avail. 2 months passed by, and with each passing day, Chand realized that the possibility of him finding his dear animal was getting more and more difficult. One day, he admitted to himself there was no chance that he would find his mare, hence he resumed his journey. Carrying his belongings and the saddle on his back. Some say that he left Aurangabad and travelled for nearly 14 kilometers, where he approached a mango tree under which sat a fakir. The fakir had a cap. Some profess that the cap was on his head, while others insist that the cap was in his hand. He wore a long robe and had a short stick under his armpit. This man had begun to crush tobacco in the palm of his hand and filled his clay pipe, which is also called a chillum, as he was preparing to have a smoke. The fakir saw Chand Patil walking by with the saddle on his back. "You look tired. Come, sit under the shade. Have a smoke." Chand Patil was tired. This young fakir intrigued him. The shade under the mango tree looked inviting. He approached our Baba and sat with him. "Why are you carrying a saddle on your back?" "I have lost my mare. I have been searching for her for over 2 months. I have finally given up the search and I am on my way back." "Go near the nala and you will find your animal," said the fakir, all the while filling his chillum. Chand Patil was certain that there was something very different about this young fakir. For some strange reason, he had faith that this fakir knew what he was talking about. He stood up and went to the nala, and in a matter of minutes, to his great astonishment, found his mare grazing nearby. Chand Patil's assumption was confirmed. There was something special about this fakir. He was no ordinary seeker of Allah, but somebody who was in connect with Allah. Chand returned to the fakir along with his animal in tow. Baba told Chand to rest under the mango tree. Chand observed the fakir and wondered, how was he going to light the chillum? To light a chillum, one needed tobacco, which was there. But one also needed fire to light the tobacco and a bit of water to wet the cloth, which was put at the other end of the chillum. The fakir picked up the tong which he had with him, thrust it into Mother Earth. To Chand Patil's amazement, the fakir brought forth a piece of burning coal from the earth, which he put into the chillum. He then picked up the stick or satka and hit the earth with it, and water began to flow from that very spot. Baba dipped a piece of cloth in the water, squeezed the cloth, and then wrapped it around the chillum. Chand Patil was convinced that this young boy was no ordinary being. Baba took a deep puff from the chillum and then passed the chillum to Chand Patil. He too took a puff and then requested the young fakir to come home with him and bless his family and purify his house by his holy presence. The fakir along with Chand Patil left for the latter's house. Baba stayed at Chand Patil's house for a while. There was a wedding in Chand Patil's family. Chand's wife's nephew was getting married to a girl from Shirdi. Baba agreed to accompany Chand Patil and his family to Shirdi. Baba entered Shirdi with pomp and music, as though the cosmos was well aware of the magnitude of Baba's arrival in Shirdi. He was a young man and it was difficult to ascertain his age. He looked 22, but he could have been younger or older. Chand Patil returned back to Dhoopkheda, but Baba Sai remained in Shirdi forever. He still resides in Shirdi and in the hearts of countless devotees for whom Shirdi is not just a place of pilgrimage, but also throbbing in the depths of their hearts where Baba, our king, resides. So how did Baba get the name Sai? Well, that is another story. When Baba entered Shirdi, he halted in front of Lord Khandoba's temple. Baba was around 5 feet 6 inches tall. It is said that his skin was golden yellow in color. He was not fair or dark skinned. He was neither thin nor fat. His eyes changed colors. The village priest, Mahal Sapati, came out of the temple and halted. He was mesmerized by this young fakir. The reason why Baba had halted near Lord Khandoba's temple was that in those days, Lord Khandoba was accepted by both Hindus and Muslims as an energy of God. In earlier centuries, Lord Khandoba was worshipped in many temples as Lord Kartikeya, the son of Lord Shiva and Ma Parvati. But now Lord Khandoba is considered to be an avatar of Lord Shiva. Lord Khandoba looks like a Pathan on horseback. Baba Sai halted near Lord Khandoba's temple, assuming that this was the place where he would rest. But in Shirdi, Lord Khandoba's temple was meant only for Hindus. Mal Sapati was an orthodox Hindu priest. Though he was a very evolved soul, he was still wary of Muslims. He communicated with them, yet kept his distance. But one look at this fakir, and Mal Sapati felt as though somebody had ripped open his heart, and now it throbbed with a beautiful sensation. He approached Baba, who looked at the priest with love. Mal Sapati folded his hands, did a namaste, which meant, "I bow to the God within you," and said the most important words ever spoken in any language. He said, "Ya Sai." In those days, all fakirs, dervishes, Sufis were called Sai. In reality, it is Sai, S-A-I-H, which is a Persian word to address all men of God. In Persian, every person of God was called Sai. But for our Baba, this was how the world would know him, as Sai Baba of Shirdi, the King of Kings, the Conqueror of Hearts, the Jewel in the Crown of the Oneness Family. Peace be to all. Baba bless us with humility and compassion. Jai Sai.